Getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
And on Budget Day, we're going to look a little bit more in depth at what the Chancellor has been saying. And to give us a little bit of analysis, we've got Sandra Norris, who's in here from PEM this afternoon. Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Julian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Welcome to Cambridge 105. What do you think of it overall? If you compare it, say, with... I guess it's always difficult, isn't it, immediately after it's been announced. But good budget, bad budget, in between?
I like it, actually. I think it's got something for everybody. Announcements have been made that are going to make changes, and that's always uncomfortable for people. But I think long-term, it's going to support those that have real need. It is going to motivate those to work or to save. The really wealthy individuals, well, they're going to have further tax breaks removed. So it's a fair budget, in my view.
So when people come along from one side or the other and say, oh, you know, the poor are really being hit hard here, is that a political point? Not necessarily the point that an accountant might make?
Probably not an accounting point, no. I think the point is going to be the poor who are needy, the disabled, those with young children, are going to be supported. But those who have perhaps had a more comfortable life and are used to politically claiming benefits for which they may not perhaps be entitled in others' eyes, those are the ones who are going to be hit. It's a get back to work, earn the payments you receive budget.
Okay. Let's put the political points firmly to one side. Let's go through what's actually been announced here. And first of all, property price inflation. Lots of homeowners, if they end up trying to pass on their property to children, are going to get stung, or at least those receiving the property might do. You know, there's changes there. That's clearly going to be good news in Cambridge.
I think it's going to be fantastic news in Cambridge. Cambridge is its own financial market. We have house prices that are way in excess of national average, and the normal man on the street, you and I, not the massively wealthy, we own small, simple homes that are going to be, under old rules, taxable under inheritance tax. You lose 40% once you go over the nil rate band. The government have now introduced, as they promised 5 years ago they would, an allowance which means that so long as it's your house, you've been living in it, and you leave it to your children or your grandchildren, then so long as the value is less than £1 million, then there will be no inheritance tax on it, so long as it's owned by a couple.
Right, it's interesting because there'll be houses in Cambridge which, if they're not £1 million soon, they will be pretty quickly. Even the modest terraces around us here in Petersfield, some of them are nudging £500,000 at the moment.
Absolutely, and I think this is aimed at those people. The people who are wealthier with very much larger properties, they're not going to benefit, because if the property is between £2 to £2.3 million, or the total estate is within that area, they will not get this relief. So this is really aimed at those with more modest homes who are struggling, they've saved, they deserve to not pay tax when they're actually making these gifts to their children.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at some of the business side of it. We've got a lot of small businesses around Cambridge, got quite a few large ones as well for that matter, but there seems to be measures in the budget which are going to help foster and develop these businesses.
Absolutely. I think the shocking news, the good shocking news that we've had today, is that over a period, and by 2020, our corporation tax rate is going to go down from 20% to 18%. In the last 10 years, it's been at 28%.
So that crept up, didn't it, under the Labour government?
It's absolutely.
It's a couple of percentage points each successive budget.
Absolutely. And in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been coming down. So to know that it's going down to 18% is actually a massive point. It's going to mean that we have the lowest corporate tax rate in all developing companies. So is Cambridge going to be a place of a tax haven, for example, or is this going to start a race to the bottom? I don't know.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, really. Of course, it does assume that those people setting up the businesses can afford to buy a house, but I guess that's another story, really. And it's something which is a lot of small businesses, they're going to be paying themselves actually through their companies rather than paying themselves a wage, which means it's corporation tax for them rather than income tax.
That's correct. And in the past, it's been very, very much more efficient to do it that way. One, it enables you as an individual to determine when you're going to pay your tax. You paid your tax when you received the dividend from the company. And indeed, in the past, the company paid 20%. And so long as you were a lower rate taxpayer, you didn't pay anything further. It's exploiting the rules too far. The government haven't liked it for some time, and they've come up with a complete change, which has been a little bit of a shock this afternoon, that the first £5,000 of dividend received will now be tax-free, and anything over and above that, even if you're a lower-rate taxpayer, will now be taxed.
Now, there's also this thing which is called the annual investment allowance, which I think I'd heard of it. But this is when you buy something big for your business. Is that correct? Which can then be offset against future money coming in?
Absolutely. It's big or small. It doesn't have to be big.
So anything from a computer through to a forklift truck, basically.
Okay. Exactly. So up until now, we've had a huge annual investment allowance of £500,000. That was due to be chopped right back to £25,000 a year for investors at December. The government have now announced that that is going to be set at £200,000 a year indefinitely. So we now have certainty, which will actually stop the fluctuation of purchasing timings. Because in the past, people were buying things for tax purposes. They knew they needed it.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
Rather than actually saying, well, I don't need it today, I'm going to need it in 3 months' time. It doesn't matter in the future. The crossover point at December is going to be very important. So if you have got a purchase you're looking to make, it's very important to take advice, because there's obviously going to be some transitional rules.
And I guess it might depend on your personal tax situation buying.
This would be for a company, but it depends on how much you spend and which part of the year the different allowance is allocated to. It's quite a technical point.
Right, so it sounds like a call to the accountant then.
Absolutely.
In which case. Property again, I guess, and renting a room, which you could get from both directions really on this one, can't you? Because allowance is going up, but which means it's kind of good news for both people renting and those people who are renting out their home as well.
Well, the rent a room allowance is an allowance for the person who's renting out their property that they can receive a certain amount of income tax-free. And it hasn't been increased for a very, very long time. And from April 16, so next April, it's going to go up to £7,500 a year. So if you have your own home and you want to let just a single room to a student, and I know a lot of that happens around Cambridge, you can now receive £7,500 worth of income without paying any tax at all. That's almost a part-time wage, isn't it?
That's a bit of a jump as well, isn't it? Well, it's not almost double, but it's heading in that direction, isn't it?
Absolutely. But if you think there hasn't been an increase for 18 years, then I think it's about time it was.
Why have they neglected this? Is this one of these things, well, I guess there's so many tax rules, some can be forgotten, but some tend to be forgotten on purpose, don't they?
The answer is I don't know. Who knows why that one was overlooked? But I think it's very generous going forward. And it doesn't just apply to those private families who are letting out a private room. There are some families who run a small bed and breakfast from their own house, and it's going to apply to them as well. And there are very positive capital gains tax rules that apply to that, which are probably too complex for today.
Yeah, I've hurtled through a few final points here. This one is rather fun. Announcements of new professorships. This is very helpful. If I wish to go have a bit of a career change and go and be a professor somewhere.
Absolutely. It's in celebration of the Queen's 90th birthday. So any university that has a very good reputation, has good quality professors, is going to be given the ability to have new funding.
We've got a few of those around the available to
in
us.
In Cambridge, we do very well indeed.
Actually, the other shock for that, I wasn't actually aware Her Majesty was 90 or heading towards her 90th birthday. Gosh. She'll do an interview. Removal of tax breaks. Now, this is could be not so good news for students from poorer backgrounds.
Well, I think the removal of tax breaks covers everybody in society, but the students particularly, they're changing the way that the university is going to be funded. So in the past, they got a grant And in the future, that's now going to be a loan. It's going to have to be
So it's more student
back.
Loans, then, in other words.
It's more student loans,
which caused so much trouble, of course, for the coalition partners at the start of the last government. And now, well, I guess the partners are out the way, so a few more things can be done.
Absolutely. But I think the point that's being made is the fact that, at the moment, taxpayers are actually paying students to go to university. And in the long run, those university students will hopefully be very high-powered earners and ought to pay it back. There is a rule in there that if they don't become a high-powered earner, then they don't have to pay it back. And there's also a five-year clause so that you have a five-year period before it even falls.
Which is interesting. That side of things often gets lost, doesn't it, in the debate about all of this. Finally, got to mention this, of course, the personal allowance. A few shifts there, so people will be checking their pay packets, I'm sure, when this comes in.
Well, not till next April in 2016.
That's a clever trick, isn't it? Goodness knows you might have done another couple of budgets by then.
Well, let's hope not, shall we? I think it's enough changes for now, I think. Next year, yes, £11,000 for a personal allowance, which means that everybody can earn £11,000 without paying any tax at all, so long as you're not a higher rate taxpayer, in which case, if you're a very high rate taxpayer, you get none at all.
Well, that's kind of okay.
not very sympathetic.
No, not very sympathetic. You can tell I'm not a high earner, can't you? Sancha, thank you very much for coming
and
talking us through
thank
that.
Thank you for having us.
I'm sure that's made things a lot clearer to a lot of people. That's Sancha Norris from PEM, who on Station Road.
We are indeed, absolutely.
Well remembered, wasn't it? Thanks very much indeed.